Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Ora Nedrich, the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, a Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity. Ora, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you so much for having me.
And you're certainly welcome. Good to have you out, and thanks for your time. So for starters today, why is mindfulness so important in the workplace today?
Mindfulness is important in the workplace because we have to be able to be present in the moments of our day, especially in the work arena, where it could be tremendously stressful. And, you know, now more than ever, this whole level of stress has reached, an unprecedented level. And mindfulness really teaches you the skill set that you need to be present so that you not only can prevent yourself from going down that spiral of, intense stress, but also know how to navigate stress if or when it comes up.
And I'd say that's important for sure. Now, what are some of the ways mindfulness alleviates stress in the workplace as well?
It alleviates stress because it makes you present not only of how you're feeling in the moment, but how you might be feeling towards your coworkers, your boss, anybody really in the work environment that you might not be feeling, harmony with or cohesiveness with. And before you act on feeling stressed or upset or disgruntled, you have an awareness of that, and you know what to do to dissolve it. You know what to do to neutralize it. You know what to do to be able to counter it so that you can stay productive and effective in the work environment.
And taking that even further, Ora, how does mindfulness help promote a cohesive environment in the workplace?
Well, first of all, it makes you conscious not only of your behavior, but it makes you really conscious of the way you are acting towards others, again, your coworkers, your boss. You become much more aware of the things you say. You become aware of your productivity or lack thereof. And it promotes cohesiveness because if your fellow workers, if everybody's really plugged into being present, which mindfulness is, you can be more productive, you can be more effective, and you can really support and promote a more cohesive environment.
Certainly do appreciate those details and your perspective on that today. We are joined by Ora Nedrich, the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, a Mindfulness Guide to Authenticity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, should mindfulness be required to implement in the workplace? What's your thought there?
I strongly believe that it should. I think that if you really introduce mindfulness skills, which are really very basic and productive, if you will, if you bring that into the foreground of the work environment and you place value on that, and you have your employees, your workers, everybody in that cohesive environment that you want to see happen, then people really are making a commitment to something, not because they have to, but because it is in fact required. And that requirement is for the betterment of all. This is a very productive skill that I absolutely feel strongly should be implemented in the work environment. Not only will it ameliorate stress, but it really will, as I said, support a more cohesive working environment.
Certainly do appreciate your joining us here today and bringing focus to mindfulness in the workplace. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we conclude today?
I think that the topic of mindfulness is extremely timely, and I really want to support those that are listening or thinking of implementing mindfulness into their businesses, that it really is a much more progressive way for us to be productive people. So I want to really encourage those that are thinking about implementing that into their environments, be it the workplace, and I think the benefits are just numerous. So I highly recommend it.
And no surprise there, and we can't thank you enough for taking the time to be with us here today and appreciate all that you do as well. Now tell us, I'm sure our listeners want to know where they can pick up the book, Live True, a mindfulness guide to authenticity, and also more information on Institute for Transformational Thinking. Where can listeners get further details?
Well, Amazon is a sure way, fast way, I should say, to get Live True, a mindfulness guide to authenticity. And you can check out my website, auranatrich.com. It's chock full of information there. And I hope that you connect with me there.
Quite easy enough and sounds like a plan. Again, Aura, all the best. And thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. We've been speaking with Aura Natrich, the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking and author of Live True, a mindfulness guide to authenticity. And for further details, visit livetruebook.com or auranatrich.com. These links will be included within the show notes of this broadcast. And again, this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.